Could you talk to us about the pyramids, how they were built, and what the purpose is?
The fiery forms. Indeed, that is what they are. Of their structure, as it were, indeed, it first began as what is termed, indeed, the elements of wood. But it is realized, as it were, indeed, forever stone came into being. Thus they were constructed of it solely. They were not, as it were, indeed, erected to bring forth the immortality of the kings who saw them. They were erected, as it were, indeed, by a great entity who was with one with the Spirit, indeed, one with the Father. And of his beauty, indeed, did he know of the Christ within. And the Christ within, as it were, indeed, that which is called the fire within, put brought forth and made all things manifest. Thus, with this great extensive vision, did he see the manifestation of this. Thus it was erected, as it were, indeed, through thought and not labor. And as it came into being, it was to give unto all mankind in the eons to come in their time a beacon, not to forget, as it were, indeed, that this bring forth and stand for the Christ within man, God therein, divine entity, that if he go within, peace and quiet and the erection, as it were, indeed, of the spiritual self, sure to follow. If all would but see, then they forget not their heritage, as it were, indeed their homeland. Thus they are stood forever, and so shall they stand. And of them, as it were, indeed, they became a place of solace, the protection of immortality. They signify this, and this be forever also. That is the way it is. And of their creator, his name be that which is termed Hermes. For who he be an incarnate, be an entity known as Jesus of Nazareth, that be he. So be it.
You are that which is termed like a Hermes, eh? Building pyramids.
Hey, that really worked good, too. Especially when you raise them up a little bit.
They are wondrous things, my beloved, and if one could linger at them for a long period of time, one would know all there is to ever know. For it ripens the mind. It is all an electrical thing that occurs within it, and the mind is conducive for electrical input.
Well, I think it's like maybe it speeds up the... talk about, you know, when you thought about the wind all the time, mm-hmm. and how, you know, eventually your whole body got to think that way. All parts of it. And so I think the pyramid must do like that. I did. Well, I'm sure it does like that.
It is an amplifier.
Yeah.
Mm. Whatever one contemplates under such a magnificent thing, they might as well have had it done because it will be. And if one contemplates whatever it is long enough, they will find that perhaps the wisest thing they could have ever done was to have contemplated the opening of their unlimited self underneath one. For then, if you do that, you have opened the kingdom of heaven to which all wondrous things issue forth, eh?
Smack dab in the middle of paradise, yes, indeed.
Paradise?
Yeah.
And not the racetrack.
Depends.
My beloved physician, you have that which is termed wondrous silver within your hair.
I earned them all.
They are beauteous, indeed. Be you happy with that which is termed the preciousness of your being?
Yes.
So be it.
It's a matter of priorities.
Now, desire you anything else?
Well, I think if I do, I know what to do about it.
That was a superb answer.
What does sleeping under the pyramid do for us?
it amplifies that which is termed the healing processes in the body, that which is termed the thought processes of the dreamer, and magnifies them into closer manifestation. It is an amplifier, the power within, that is what it means.
Okay.
That which is termed, as it were, indeed, the fiery form, or one-sided pyramid, as you term it, was designed and designated, as it were, indeed, to be the communicative shape of the Christ imageless within man, and a beacon to him from now on. Whenever you look upon it, it reminds you within the soul of a feeling of that which is termed God, God-man principle. But it was designed and set into being as a representation. Everything means only what it was intended to mean. In other words, it of itself is nothing, but can be the catalyst for that which designed it for a specific reason.